The following is another Classic Hits Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Long rebound comes out to Sarah Simmons. Hustles it into the front court. Tries to get by Fernandez. Takes a pull-up jumper. Contested and hits it. Simmons hits the 12-footer on the right wing. And it's 22-17 SEM.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Axtell as the Wildcats battle the SEM Mustangs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So Benson has it across the timeline. He dribbles on that right sideline. Still has it. Clinch. Pressure. They get it now to Runge. Runge in the lane. A little floater up and good. Nice and strong with the basketball.
The 2012 portion of the schedule tips off tonight for both schools, with both teams hitting the road on Saturday night. It's the Mustangs and the Wildcats coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Axtell High School for Game 2 of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between the Axtell Wildcats and the Sumner Eddyville Miller Mustangs. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as a couple of teams that went 3-5 in the month of December get ready to play their first game here of 2012. In the girls' contest, close throughout, no one ever led by more than 7 points, and in the end, SEM girls took a 41-35 victory over Axtell. SEM was led by Tabitha Anderson with 13 points, 12 of those were in the second half, 10 for Bailey Swanson, 9 points, 12 rebounds for Miranda Pierce. Axtell was led by Sarah Feck with 13. Now it's time to move on to the boys' game, and for SEM and Axtell, it's been a little bit different story. Axtell has got a nice win over Pleasanton on the opening night, but again, Pleasanton was out three of their starters, but then Axtell still without the services of senior Brandon Benson. Head coach Andy Klepper saying they think he'll be able to come back and play next week, finally getting clarity, he's practicing this week, and should be able to play next week when they have Elm Creek, which we will have that game for you. They've got Lawrence Nelson, Wilcox, Hildreth, Eustace Farnham. That's a stretch there of teams that have not been very successful so far this season. So Axtell could be a team that could really turn the corner. And they've got Alma tomorrow night. If they could find a way to get at least one, if not both, wins this weekend, get to 500, you get Benson back, and look out, Axtell becomes a player again here in the conference because they've already played Pleasanton, Overton, and Amherst out of the Fort Kearney Conference, perennial powers in the FKC. For SEM, they have not been able to win a close basketball game. They won their own pre-holiday tournament, beating Arcadia and Elwood, and they also beat Wilcox Hildreth, but they've lost by two to Elm Creek. They've lost by two to Arapahoe, who's 7-3, and they've lost by three to Pleasanton, who has everybody back, and both of those teams were in the Arapahoe holiday tournament. Then they lost by seven on opening night to state-rated Loomis. So they've got to find a way to finish the ball game and turn it from 2- and 3-point losses into victories. So we'll see what they can do tonight on the road here at Axtell. When we come back, a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you as always by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time that owe you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. For the visiting Mustangs of SEM, number 12 is a 5'9 senior, Andre Gallegos. Number 14, 6'3 senior, Dylan Line. Number 22, a 5'8 senior, Lance English. number 24, 6-foot senior, John O'Neill, and number 34, 5'8", sophomore, Angel Boteo. Head coach is Dave Irwin, assisted by Ken Hudson and Darby Line, 3-5 on the season. For Axtell, number 3 is a 5'8", sophomore, Jacob Gilden. Number 22, 5'11", junior, is Jordan Miller. Number 30, 5'11", sophomore, is Brant Runge. Number 33, 5'11", senior, Schaefer Fox. And number 50, 5'11", senior, Dalton Bergstrom. So as you can see, not a lot of height. Nobody over 6 foot in the starting lineup for Axtell. Coached by Andy Kleffer, assisted by Eric Kavronik. Also 3-5 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it up after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The ball is in the air. The opening tip will be controlled by the SEM Mustangs. They take a quick look at a three, but pass it up there from Boteo and get into their offense. Axtell looks like they're going to play a little zone defense here. They'll throw over the top of it, start with a three-point shot here by Gallegos. It's no good. Offensive rebound is pulled down by John O'Neill, and another opportunity here for SEM on their opening possession of the ball game. So we're underway with game two tonight in the FKC doubleheader. After SEM won the girls' game 41-35, they're looking for a doubleheader sweep on the road. Playing a lot around the arc here, trying to get the ball into the big fella Dylan Line. He's got it in the paint, but turns and swings it into the left-hand corner, and they'll kick it back out again. Line 14, English 22. Those are the two guys you want to keep your eyes on. They are the 1-2 punch for this Mustang team. They are very patient right now here. They'll try another three, though, and it's up and in by Lance English from the left-hand corner. So the first one didn't go, and now English decides to take that, and he'll knock it down. Pressure on. Axtell breaks the press. Short jumper off the glass. Nicely done by Brant Runge, and he answers right back for Axtell. So it is 3-2. SEM after getting the three-point bucket with the one-point lead. Ball into the right-hand corner to O'Neill. Ball fake. He got Bergstrom in the air but didn't drive. Now they dump it down the line. Knocked away from behind in our game's first turnover. Axtell will walk the ball off the floor here with Jordan Miller. Miller throws it across the timeline to Fox. Schaefer has an opening, so he keeps on going, puts the runner up, no good. Bergstrom, offensive rebound. It's knocked out of his hands. Steal is made again. That time it is going to be Lance English, who took it away from Bergstrom as he was going to put the offensive board back up. At the other end, O'Neill makes some room for himself, hits the turnaround six-footer. John O'Neill makes it 5-2 SEM. 1-2-1-1 zone trap is what the Mustangs are running here. Wildcats throw over and around it. Swing it to the right side to Gelden. Gelden wearing 3-4-3. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Gallegos. And up the floor comes SEM. Into the corner to Boteo. Nothing there. Up top they'll go to English, to O'Neill. O'Neill looking inside. Line trying to post up. They're basically shadowing him. Double teaming him. Miller's on him. And now a three in the corner. Again is up and in by Lance English. So back-to-back threes by English, and a six-point lead now for SEM. And up the floor, we've got a foul on the press, our first foul of the game, and it goes against the Mustangs. Brett Wetton says that it's going to be on Angel Boteo, and Axtell, unguarded, will throw it in at midcourt. Give the ball off to Jacob Gelden. Gelden will wait for the offense to get set here. Have the ball between the circles. Bounce pass to the high post. Bergstrom is collapsed on. Gives it out of the right wing. Dribble penetration by Runge. Can't get anywhere. So they'll try and reverse it. The ball swatted away by Gallegos. But picked back up. Long three for Axtell is no good. Ball tipped into the corner for a quick return shot. That is no good by Jordan Miller. And it's pulled down by Lance English of SEM. Outlet pass left corner. Boteo tries the baseline. Runs out of room. Turns and kicks it back out to English on the left wing. English bounce pass. Stays on that left side, tried to force it in to Dalen Line, who grabs it but kicks it out for a three-pointer. Boteo, it is off the mark, no good. Rebound Line, as he attacks, he'll be fouled. And Dylan Line will get two free throws coming up here for the SEM Mustangs, who are off to an 8-2 lead. But in the girls' game, Axtell got off to an 8-2 lead and wasn't able to take it all the way home. Foul here will be on Jordan Miller, and the free throw is up by Dylan Lyon and in. First point of the ball game for Dylan. 9-2, SEM, 4:46 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw, also good. Substitution now coming in. First one for SEM. They're going to go with Joe Harshbarger, a 6'1 junior. After the four senior starters, it's pretty much a potpourri of freshmen and juniors because the only sophomore on the whole team is Bateo for SEM. Now with some pressure, Axtell has trouble, but they regain it, get into the front court. Geldon had the numbers, but slowed it up anyway. Skips it over for a long three-pointer that is no good by Miller. Chasing it down, there's a collision. The ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to SEM. Had to wait for the signal there. Cotton Bowl going on tonight in college football. Kansas State and Arkansas. And Arkansas has got on the board late in the first quarter with a field goal. It is 3-0 Arkansas, just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Right now, O'Neal is trapped in the right-hand corner, takes a dribble out of there, and they get it back up top to Gallegos. Left side, line drives. Nowhere to go, double team, kicks it into the paint. Shot up and in, Harshbarger, and he'll score and draw the foul. So Joe off the assist there from line. That's what makes SEM so dangerous. Yes, they have two great players in English and line, but if you overplay them, these two gentlemen usually can find the open man. The foul was on Schaefer Fox, his first. And the free throw is off the mark. And the ball will belong to Axtell. 12-2, SEM has jumped out to a 10-point lead thanks to a couple of threes by Lance English and a couple of putbacks here as they've got the ball at the top of the circle, and Axtell's got to find a way to get some offense going here. Jordan Miller, right side, get it down to Bergstrom against O'Neal, trying to lean in, and he's going to be called for shuffling the feet. Second turnover by Axtell. Head coach Andy Klepper off the bench. I think he was going to call a timeout. He had the grease board in his hand, but then they turned it over. Here's Lyon in the left-hand corner for SEM. Skip pass back out top to English. Back over to Lyon in the corner. Dylan drives into the traffic. Finger roll, no good. Over the top, Harshbarger got the rebound. His putback is no good. And Bergstrom will grab it finally here for Axtell. And now your timeout. 3:30 to go in the first quarter of play. It's SEM 12 and Axtell 2. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
3:30 remaining here in the first quarter of play, and SEM has found their offense a little bit quicker than Axtell. They've jumped out to a 12-2 lead here in this battle of 3 and 5 teams. And out of the Axtell timeout, the ball will come in to Jordan Miller, going one-on-one against Gallegos in the backcourt. Finally shakes loose of him, kicks it on the wing to Fox. Fox will get out of there with it. Schaefer brings it back up to the top of the circle. Swings it back to where he came from into the hands of Runge, who has the only bucket right now for Axtell. Bergstrom up top. They let him get physical. It's yanked away by O'Neal. Jump ball. The arrow does at least point the way of Axtell for the home crowd. The Wildcats will take it out underneath with Brant Runge. Runge looking in the paint. Nothing there. Then the pass deflected out of bounds. So they'll try it again, move to the other side of the lane. And Runge will try one more time. This time they stack the lane and slide it up top to Geldon. Jacob holds the ball, swings it over to the right side to Miller. SEM also playing a zone defense here. Both teams have went zone to start the basketball game. Jordan Miller up top, trying to force it inside. Bergstrom double-teamed, the ball denied, and it's turned over. Third Axtell turnover, and then it's taken back. Steal is made by Miller, trying to go coast-to-coast. He'll score. Jordan Miller stayed with it, got the steal, and gets the second bucket of the game here for Axtell. 12-4, SEM. 2.5 to go here in quarter number one. All of our games also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, including Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic, currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Dylan Line, three-pointer, it's good. So three threes here in the first quarter, and an 11-point lead for SEM. 15-4, still 2:10 to go. Axtell slows it down, gets the 1-3-1, skips to the right side to Runge. Everything outside, they're trying to find the big fella who's only 5'11", but looks bigger than that in Bergstrom. They drop it to him. He's double-teamed, kicks it back out. Skip pass left wing. Into the corner they go to Jeldon. Jeldon tries to get it into Bergstrom. That just isn't working. That just flat-out isn't working. SEM knows they want to get it into Bergstrom, even if he's not getting the shots. They know he wants it to kick it back out, draw the mismatch. Checking in for SEM, Nolan Smith, 6'2 senior. So it'll be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop, 15-4 Mustangs. 1:48 to go here in quarter number one. Earlier tonight, SEM won the girls' game, 41-35. Axtell spreads the floor. Jeldon, again the pass is tipped and stolen away. Fast break the other way to Line. Line tries to get around. His defender can't do it. Good defense that time by Jordan Miller, who gets the defensive rebound. Miller brings the ball up the floor. Jordan, the junior, tries to get it inside again to Bergstrom, and there will be a foul. Foul's going to be on Nolan Smith. That'll be his first. And again, they'll have to take it out, but everything's just being lobbed up top right now for Axtell. Their inbound plays aren't even inbound plays. At least they're not looking in the paint. They're not looking to shoot a three or an outside jumper. They're just trying to get it in and get their half-court offense set up and ready to roll. 15-4 SEM. Ball between the circles and Jacob Jeldon. Swings it right wing to Brant Runge. Earlier tonight in high school wrestling, Grand Island beat Omaha Scutt in the duel at the NU Coliseum, 39-25. Number one in Class A versus number one in Class B. Kearney Catholic girls defeated Donovan Trumbull tonight, 74-25. Here it was 41-35 SEM over Axtell. As we work our way to 50 seconds, Axtell now just wants to get a shot away. They have had the ball forever. They're going to shoot a three with Schaefer Fox, and he'll hit it. So Fox knocks down the first three, and it's 15-7. Quickly up the floor. SEM gets it into the right-hand corner to Smith. Trying to post up is Harshberger. He is covered, so they'll kick it to the left side. Now Harshberger at the high post. One dribble back out top. Another three on the way by Line. No good. Offensive rebound by Smith. Turnaround jumper is back up. No good. Another offensive rebound. Put back up by Gallegos. No good. Line with another offensive rebound. He's crushed by most of the Axtell defense. The ball kept sliding into the hands of the purple and gold. 17 seconds remain here in the first quarter. And the foul is called on Brant Runge, his first. And at the line to shoot two, Dylan Line. He's 2 of 2, 5 points. Free throw is up and in. Now coming in for Axtell will be Mark Lundeen. And for SEM, Angel Mateo returns. Second free throw now for Dylan Line. It's up, it's in. He's got 7 points here in the first quarter. And back in O'Neill for SEM. 17-7, a 10-point lead now for the Mustangs. You jumped out 12-2, 15 seconds remain in the quarter. Jordan Miller brings the ball into the front court. Bounce pass into the left wing. Gets it to Lundeen. 7 seconds to go. Miller back up top. Good quick ball reversal. Jeldon's open. 15-footer good. And Jacob Jeldon hits a shot right before the end of the first quarter. And after one, it's SEM 17, Axtell 9. You're listening to FKC Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9, where the Shelton boys lead Deschler 23-14 at the half in a battle of rated teams, and the Kearney Catholic boys jump out to a 19-5 lead over Donovan Trumbull at the end of one quarter. Here it is 17-9, SEM after one, and they will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, get it inside, the jumper no good, and then I think we're going to get an over-the-back foul called on Jordan Miller as he went over the top of O'Neill, and that will be his second. So they'll take it out underneath, and it will be Lance English to do so. English holding the ball, looking in the paint for Harshbarger. He's covered, so they'll kick it out of the wing. Now in the corner, Lyon for three. It is good. 10 points for Dylan Lyon. 20-9, equaling the largest lead so far for SEM. They are 3 of 6 in the first quarter, now 4 of 7 from three-point land, 1 of 3 for Axtell, and SEM steals the ball. Fifth Axtell turnover layup underneath is up and in for Angel Mateo. 22-9. And then the ball on the inbounds is knocked out of bounds, but it does stay with Axtell. Other first quarter numbers, SEM 8 rebounds, Axtell 4. 10 points for Dylan Lyon, now to lead SEM, and Axtell calls a very early timeout here as 5 quick points put on the board by SEM. 7:18 to go, first half, 22-9, Mustangs on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Just underway in the second quarter, and Arkansas has struck again in the Cotton Bowl. Arkansas 10, Kansas State nothing, 14 minutes remaining in the first half of play. We'll keep you up to date on that game. Don't forget tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550, SMU in Pittsburgh at noon, followed by our NFL doubleheader, Cincinnati-Houston at 3:30, and then Atlanta and the Giants at 7. Another doubleheader that gets underway noon on Sunday. The first game will be the Saints and the Lions play tomorrow night, then Atlanta and the Giants on Sunday, followed by Denver and Pittsburgh. Press is on here by SEM. Axtell decides they're finally going to throw over the top of it here to Jordan Miller. Now the ball's loose, and it's going to be stolen away. Turnover number 6 to the other end. Ooh! An intentional foul is going to be called as Lance English got shoved in the back going in for the layup. And 2 free throws coming up for Lance English off the intentional foul that time on Connor Wells, who just got into the game. And Coach Andy Klepper trying to have a word with the official saying, I know it was a foul, but it wasn't that bad. It was one of those things where he did get probably pushed in the back, but hardly even threw him off balance. What that means is besides the 2 free throws, SEM will get the ball, and Lance missed the first one.
but he got the second one. So English will get one of two, making it 23-9, and now SEM will also get the basketball off the intentional foul. So English to throw it in. Lines double team, so they'll throw it back out of the left wing. Now Dillon comes up, takes it to the top of the key, swings it to English on the right side. Dribbles back out towards the key, dumps it into the right-hand corner to O'Neal. John looking. Oh, he's got his man, but didn't see him. Now they find Harshbarger. 12-footer comes up short, but it falls right into the hands of Lance English. It was so short. English in the left-hand corner gives it back to Joe. Bounce pass underneath. O'Neal pump fake, puts it up, and it's in. There was nothing that Axtell could do when O'Neal got it right underneath the hoop. 25-9, an 8-0 run in the first 90 seconds of the second quarter here for SEM. And SEM red hot right now. Axtell turns it over. They can't get anything to go their way here in the first half. Up the floor they come. Gallegos in the corner. Grab. Foul Axtell. Sixth foul. And it goes on Runge, it looks like, his second. All kinds of folks coming in and off the floor. Right now there's six Axtell players out there. And they finally wait to get Jacob Jeldon off. Now they hand it off the line, gets it inside. There's O'Neal again. He's fouled by Dalton Bergstrom. And Axtell's just out of sorts right now. Bergstrom with his first personal foul, sixth team foul. And at the line to shoot two is going to be John O'Neal. He's got a couple of buckets, 4 points, two rebounds. His first free throw of the night is no good. 25-9, SEM, a battle of teams with identical 3-5 records so far. Free throw number two is good. So O'Neal hits one of two, 26-9. A 9-0 run here to start the second quarter by SEM. Axtell needs something good to happen. Get the ball into the front court. Hit to the trailer Bergstrom. He's double teamed, has to try and get rid of the ball, and he can't. It's another turnover. Eighth turnover for Axtell compared to just two for SEM. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Recap of the first half stats of our boys contest. We'll recap the girls game as well. See if we can track down Coach Long to chat with us as the three-pointer is up no good by Lance English. The rebound comes down to Dalton Bergstrom. Up the floor they come. Left wing is going to be Runge. Runge back up top to Mark Lundeen. Back to Runge. Pull-up jumper is good for Brant Runge, his second bucket. And Axtell finally gets on the board here in the second quarter. It's 26-11. As Axtell hustles back defensively here, they get back into a matchup. Trying to keep the ball out of the hands of the two big shooters. Playing catch around the left wing. Get it into the hands there of Bateo. Deep into the corner to Long. Lob over to Harshbarger. He was open but couldn't handle it. And the first turnover in the second quarter for SEM. 26-11. They lead it by 15. Axtell gets it to Bergstrom. Leaves it off a little dump pass for a layup. That's going to be scored down there by Jordan Miller. And that's going to require a timeout by SEM. Back-to-back buckets by the Axtell Wildcats. And we've got timeout on the floor. 4:58 to go in the first half. It's 26-13 SEM on Classic Hits.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
More high school basketball action comes your way Tuesday here on Classic Hits. It's a big-time non-conference battle as Ravenna hosts Minden, 6 and 7:45. Here it is SEM and Axtell. SEM on the girls' game, 41-35. They're off to a big start here in the boys' game. Top of the key, three-pointer of the Mustangs is going to be no good that time from Gallegos, and the rebound brought down by Miller. He's headed to the other way and then lost the handle. Here comes SEM, Lance English with it. Didn't have numbers, so he'll slow it up. Swings it over to Gallegos. Andre Back up top, he'll go to Lance English. English, a couple of dribbles to the right side, gives it off the line into the corner to O'Neal. Bergstrom sags off him behind the three-point line. Posts up line, draws the double team. Nice wraparound pass to the other end, and the shot's partially blocked of Nolan Smith. Comes up Dalton Bergstrom with a rebound. Axtell switched well that time. Pull-up 17-footer by Miller is no good. Ball slapped into the corner. It's retrieved by Lance English. Outlet pass underneath for an easy layup at the other end is scored by Gallegos. 28-13, SEM, 3:45 to go here in the first half. High school hoops on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night as Mark Lundeen has it. Thinks about the three. The lefty fires the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rattles off a pair of hands to Jordan Miller. Into the corner to Runge. His jumper won't go. And the rebound brought down by John O'Neill. And they call him for a travel. So give the ball back over to the Axtell Wildcats underneath their own hoop. And here comes Harshbarger back in for SEM. Lundeen, Bergstrom, Runge, Fox, and Miller on the floor for Axtell. But they're down 28-13, 3.5 to go, second quarter. Ball on the right wing. Fox skips it over for a three-pointer. Miller on the way. It clanks off the front of the rim. It just won't go. Rebound brought down underneath by SEM. And I believe that was Gallegos that actually grabbed it. We're going to give him the rebound. Down low at the other end. Post it up. Harshbarger in traffic. Forced the shot. No good. And it's going to be off of Axtell to SEM. So SEM will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And English to throw it in. Looking, looking. Drops it into the left-hand corner. Trouble handling it, but Dylan Line does get the handle. Swings it back over to English on the weak side, right side. Popping out to the corner to take it is Harshbarger. Back to a man-to-man, basically, for the Wildcats now. Line kicks it out to English. Now a three-pointer on the way. Nolan Smith and in. So the threes are falling so far. For SEM, and the lead is now 18. That's the largest of the night. SEM, I have them 5 of 9 from beyond the arc. 1 of 5 for Axtell. As Line deflects the pass out of bounds. Back into the ball game, Jacob Jeldon for Axtell. Axtell has been outscored 14-4 so far here in the second quarter. 31-13 overall, 2:29 to go in the half. Axtell ball lobbed into Jordan Miller. Swing it back up top there to Fox. Schaefer back over to the left wing. Runge into the corner. They'll go to Jeldon. Skip pass back up top. Now they get it down to Bergstrom underneath. He'll put the little jumper up, and it rolls in. Dalton Bergstrom with his first bucket of the ball game, and it's obvious from the start that that's where Axtell wants to get the ball, but SEM has blanketed him so well. Dylan Line on the left elbow. Swings it over the top of the defender to English. Back up top, they'll go to Smith. Reset it with Line. Into Harshbarger in the paint. The timeout going to be called here by SEM. So, Coach Dave Irwin saw something he wanted to change and will with 1:59 to go in the first half of play. 31-15 SEM at Axtell, leading it by 16. We'll be right back.
People you know. Community people. People you know. Community.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sumner, Axtell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2 minutes to go in the first half. SEM up 31-15, but after the timeout, they turn it over for the fifth time in the game. And up the floor, Miller gives it off in the left-hand corner to Jeldon. Playing some catch back to Jacob. Passes up on the three, but Runge will shoot it. Might have been partially blocked. Well, they say no, just slipped out of his hands because it came up well short. And now in for SEM, Chase Irwin. Saw him play a little bit in the JV game earlier tonight. He's a pretty aggressive young man. Let's see what he can do here now with some varsity minutes in the last 90 seconds of the first half. 31-15, Mustang lead. O'Neal kicks it up to Irwin. That's Irwin with an E, not an Irwin with an I, like the head coach. And the ball is deflected away. SCM another turnover. Axtell, can they take advantage? Pull up jumper. Miller too strong. Rebound brought down by Dylan Lyon. He's third of the ball game. Up the floor he comes, all the way to the free throw line. Cut off there. Turns and kicks it back out to English. To O'Neal on the weak side. Gets it on the low post to Lyon. He's double teamed, so he fades away and hits the five-footer. 12 points now for Dylan Lyon. 33-15, SEM, a minute to go. Bergstrom for three. It's off the heel, no good. Very quick. And there's really nobody there to rebound. They're shooting the ball quickly. And the rebound came to Nolan Smith. 40 seconds to go before halftime. SEM works it around the perimeter here. Looking inside for Lyon. They've got him on the low block, left side. Kicks it back out top to Irwin. They stay on that left side to Smith. In the corner to English, right on him is Jeldon. 25 seconds to go in the half. Swing it on the right wing to O'Neal. Playing catch. Left-hand corner. The clock reads 15 seconds, and now English pulls it out to midcourt, and they get ready to run it. O'Neal, 10 seconds, right wing. Back to English. To Irwin. Now Lyon comes out to the three-point arc. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Crossover dribble, dumps it into the corner. Smith, a three at the horn. It's no good. And we are at halftime. Your score, the SEM Mustangs 33 and the Axtell Wildcats 15. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally, so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the many fine folks here for their hospitality. As it is halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of the boys game. SEM is shooting the ball very well, and they lead Axtell 33-15, and we'll take a look at the first half numbers here in just a little bit. But earlier tonight, the girls game close throughout, and SEM was able to find a way in the second half to pull away and win it 41-35. 13 points for Tabitha Anderson, 10 points for Bailey Swanson, 9 points, 12 boards, a couple blocks for Miranda Pierce. Axtell was led by Sarah Fecht with 13, and Coach Ron Long of SEM joins us here at halftime. And Coach, I know you were looking for to get off to a good start. You said some of the games you'd play this year, the ball just wasn't going in. You weren't able to handle maybe some pressure and do what you wanted to do with some of the younger kids. But they seemed to stay pretty composed tonight and really gave Axtell fits, especially with their defense. After that first quarter, you fall behind 8-2 early, but they settled in, hit a couple of shots, and you turned the tide with your defense.
Yeah, I thought that was really huge. I thought, oh, here we go. We're down 8-2, and here goes another long night. But we switched defense, and we got settled in with it, and we made some good shots. And, you know, we get done the first quarter, we're right there with them. And, you know, that gave them some confidence. And they realized, I've been stressing to them, they need to have confidence that they can do things. And I thought we had a good week of practice here, and they showed me tonight, they stepped up a little bit and had the confidence. You know, it would have been easier if we would have made more of our free throws down the stretch, but that was terrible shooting there, but we made enough to win.
Yeah, 8 of 18 in the fourth quarter, 15 out of 34 for the ball game. Coach Cooksley told me that they were trying to maybe shake it up, do some different things. Did they do anything early that surprised you, even from a standpoint of who they started?
No, because I didn't really – I saw where they had different stars, but I knew they had people hurt. And so, you know, I knew they had a couple key players I wanted to key on a little bit. And I figured they'd play us man and maybe throw a 1-3-1 half court at us. And, you know, for the most part, we were fairly prepared. You know, their full court pressure got to us right away a little bit, and that's what got us down. But, you know, and then, you know, they got in a little foul trouble too. And that happens sometimes when you pressure like that. And so it might have helped us in the long run.
SEM coach Ron Long joining us here at the halftime of our boys game, which is 33-15 SEM. SEM girls beat Axtell 41-35 tonight. You got up 27-21 there in the third quarter, and then they started getting the ball into Sarah Fecht, which I kind of figured would be their game plan all along, and she got a few baskets in a row there. But outside of that one little streak where she got three in a row, you guys did a pretty good job on her too.
Yeah, our point was supposed to be covering her. Sometimes she got a little carried away covering out top of key and not getting back in there, and they did a good job passing on us a couple of times. And you know, when you do that, you're going to get burned a little bit. But I just that 1-2-2, I thought, took care of a lot of that in that area and where they were sort of burning us in the three defense.
Talking about Miranda Pierce, she looks like, as just a sophomore, if she continues to develop, she might be the next good one for SEM.
Well, and that's it. We start a lot of sophomores, younger kids, and they're just, it takes time to get better, have confidence, work on moves. That, you know, we stressed working on post moves this week and not just going the one way you always feel comfortable with, but working on them. And she tried a little bit tonight. She posted up stronger, and, yeah, she's just sophomore mode yet. Yeah. And they're going to improve. And that's I told them we got, you know, that's our goal is at the end, be as best as we can be. And I thought we took a step forward tonight.
And finally, you also got to have your seniors do some things, and I thought Tabitha Anderson got even grittier in the second half. She made a lot of shot a lot of free throws.
Right.
She made quite a few early in the fourth quarter. Then I think when they started delivering her mail to the free throw line because she'd set up residency there, then she got distracted. But handling the ball, she started crashing into the lane. She started to be more aggressive, it looked like.
She's our leader out there by far, and you know, she did a good job. That girl had four fouls, and she, you know, got her to get her fifth foul and kept attacking her, and, you know, and we got, I thought, one of their key players out with that, and so she did a real good job with us. She's got a bad shoulder, and I think that's affecting her shot somewhat, and so she plays with some pain out there, but she's our leader, and she's gutsy.
Well, it's back on the road again tomorrow night, so we'll let you go get prepared over there mentally.
All right, we'll do that.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Ron. Great to see you again.
Thanks for doing this.
You bet. 41-35, SEM won the girls' game tonight. That's head coach Ron Long of the Lady Mustangs. We'll come back with the first half stats of our boys' game right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
And we're back here with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our boys' game, which SEM leads right now by a score of 33-15 for Axtell. Jacob Jelton has 2 points, 4 points for Jordan Miller and 4 rebounds. Brant Runge, 4 points. Schaefer Fox has hit a three-point bucket, and Dalton Bergstrom 2 points and four rebounds. That's one of the problems, is they're not getting to the boards very well. Four rebounds in each quarter for Axtell. They have not been to the free throw line. They are one of seven from three-point land, and they have nine turnovers in the game. Jordan Miller and Brant Runge each have two fouls, 9 points in the first quarter, six in the second, 15 total points, eight rebounds. They have not shot a free throw, one of seven from three-point land, and they have the nine turnovers. For SEM, Andre Gallegos, 2 points, three rebounds. Dylan Line has a game-high 12 points, three rebounds. Nolan Smith has hit a three-pointer. He has two rebounds. Lance English, 7 points, three rebounds. John O'Neill, 5 points, three rebounds. Joe Harshbarger, 2 points and a rebound. And Angel Bateo has 2 points. Very good balance scoring and rebounding the basketball. Eight rebounds in the first quarter, seven in the second quarter, four of five free throw shooting in the first quarter, two of four in the second. 3 point shooting very good for SEM. Three of six in the first quarter, two of four in the second quarter. Turnovers, two in the first quarter, four in the second quarter. 17 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. And it is a balanced first half. SEM 33 points, 15 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. In this battle of 3 and 5 teams, SEM has a 33-15 halftime lead. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And to start the second half of play here, it will be Axtell with the basketball, trying to get something started here. They've got an 18-point deficit to start chopping away at here. 33-15 for SEM as we start the second half. And it looks like the same starters are out there for both teams. They get it down to Bergstrom, but he's outside the paint, tries to back his way in, and on the dribble it just goes flying out of his hands. Axtell's 10th turnover. On ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. They are at halftime, and Kearney Catholic leads Donovan Trumbull by a score of 34-14. So we've got a couple of ball games that aren't too close at the half, but another steal is made here by Miller. SEM with their seventh turnover. Earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls an easy winner over Donovan Trumbull. Ball up top, Miller. Pick set that time by Fox. Dump it into the left-hand corner. Jeldon all the way over the top with a skip pass. SEM went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Fox open. 16-footer. Too strong. Bergstrom offensive rebound. He's tied up underneath. Arrow points the way of SEM. So the rare occasions that they do pull down that offensive rebound, they've been tied up. And now comes Joe Harshbarger into the basketball game for SEM. Again, Axtell tomorrow night goes to Alma. SEM takes on Arcadia. That'll be a much tougher girls game for SEM than boys, as they've already seen them in their pre-holiday tournament. SEM rolls it around to the right-hand corner. With it is O'Neill. Everybody on the right wing. Now they kick it out for a three at the top of the key. No good by Gallegos. Rebound by Bateo. Underneath the drive line, and they'll wave off the bucket and call him for a walk. So Dylan Line, with a rare turnover, gives it back to Axtell, facing some backcourt pressure here. And Axtell forced to call a timeout. And it will have to be a full-length timeout because that's all they've got left. 6:27 to go in the third quarter of play. 33-15. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, out of the timeout, Axtell will once again try to get the ball in bounds here. as the score has not changed in the first 90 seconds of the second half of play. Into the front court, they break the pressure, driving in. Runge draws contact, ball comes up short. It's going to be saved, though, by Schaefer Fox. Get it off to Miller. He'll put the jumper up and score. Jordan Miller, a bucket in each quarter. And that'll make the score 33-17. Axtell has to start somewhere. And they finally get one to the board to start the second half. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Lance English with it on the right side of the key. They dump it inside. The ball's knocked out of the hands of Harshbarger off of Axtell. So SEM will have to try it again. Don't forget tomorrow the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invite here on Classic Hits. That'll be followed by Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm are at Green Bay tonight. They're currently playing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Back to action here. Arkansas starting to pull away in the Cotton Bowl, 19-2. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. On the right wing with it, SEM will pop it back out to Dylan Lyon, a little behind the back. Trying to draw the screen, does, puts up the three. It will not go this time. Another offensive rebound. O'Neal missed, got it back. They foul him again. Oh, man, they're just letting him kill him. The ball goes out of bounds. There was at least three fouls in there. And O'Neal kept it alive, as did Harshbarger. And they still have the ball. Into Joe in the paint, and he'll score. 4 points for Joe Harshbarger. And the first bucket of the second half. And now the ball deflected away out of bounds. Again, as we said, SEM's 3-5, but they have 2 2-point losses and a 3-point loss, a 7-point loss as well to state-rated Loomis on opening night. And now Axtell throws the ball away right into the hands of Dylan Lyon. Lyon will bring it all the way to the other end. Left-handed layup is good, even with some contact. Lyon puts it up and scores. 14 game-high points for Dylan Lyon, 37-17 SEM. And it looks like the second half is going to play out a lot like the first half. SEM, after playing some good defense, sees a three go over the backboard here by Jordan Miller off the rim and over the top. Here comes Chase Irwin back in for SEM. Try and set the lineup here for you because Axtell also brings in Mark Lundeen. SEM has Chase Irwin, Joe Harshbarger, Lance English, Dylan Lyon, and Angel Mateo. Lyon drives and ran into traffic, thought he could throw it out on the wing, and there was nobody there, so Lyon with the turnover. On the floor for Axtell, you've got Bergstrom and Jeldon and Miller and Fox, and then they throw the ball away. Also, Mark Lundeen, as it went through Lundstrom's or through Bergstrom's hands. And they had a good two-on-one that probably would have resulted in a layup. And they probably saw it and didn't handle the basketball as well as they wanted to. So Axtell, who is 3-5, but only really against Kearney Catholic, who's three classes higher than them, did they struggle offensively. Wide open is Mateo. He's not going to take the three. He'll go to O'Neal. Then in the paint, Harshbarger takes it at Bergstrom but missed the shot. And then Chase Irwin is over the back. And the definition of over the back. So Chase with his first personal foul. First foul of the half on either team. We're midway through the third quarter. It's SEM 37 and Axtell 17. Not much has really happened here in the first 4 minutes. 4 points for the Mustangs, two for the Wildcats. Ball stolen to the backcourt by Lance English. He'll wait for his teammates, give it to Dylan Lyon. And Dylan Lyon called for a travel from the backcourt. And Coach Dave Irwin voicing the opinion of most of the Mustang fans saying, how did you even see that? And we've got a timeout call on the floor by Axtell. 3:53 to go in the third quarter of play, and your score, 37-17 SEM. We'll be right back.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Axtell. As always, big thank you to the fine sponsors that allow us to cover these teams and bring you sports throughout the year. As Axtell will get the jumper up here out of the timeout, it is no good by Fox. The rebound brought down by Dylan Line. Then he loses the handle, and here comes Jeldon in. He sees a purple jersey out of the corner of his eye, misses the shot. Offensive rebound to Mark Lundeen, and then they get it back over to Jeldon. Underneath the Bergstrom, and the shot is good. 37-19. Underneath at the other end, though, they leave wide open Joe Harshbarger, and Joe with his sixth point of the basketball game. So the Mustangs answer right back. Both teams try to pressure the ball now, opening up the floor a little bit. Left-hand corner with it. Back up to Jeldon, drops it inside. Trying to find some room is Miller. Gets the shot away, no good. Ball is tipped into the hands of Dylan Line. Long outlet pass into the front court to Bateo. And he says, I'm going to wait for everybody else to join me. Bateo in the left-hand wing. Now it's down to the baseline to Line. Dribbles around the baseline defender in Bergstrom. And the reverse layup is no good. And Dalton will get his sixth rebound. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. 39-19 SEM with the lead. And now Axtell, some confusion about who that's supposed to be to. Jeldon hustles and makes the save, but it's still a turnover at the other end, a layup for Dylan Line. 16 points for Dylan, 41-19 into the front court with it is going to be Lundeen. He finds Miller. Jumper is good. Jordan Miller with 8 points, 41-21. SEM against some pressure, gets it into Chase Irwin. Chase decides to dribble, still dribbling, gets around Bergstrom up ahead to Line, who turns, and right there is going to be Schaefer Fox, and they're going to call Schaefer for the foul. That's the first foul of the half on Axtell. SEM now going to go with multiple substitutions. Here comes Andre Gallegos, Nolan Smith, John O'Neill, and Brian Guerra back into the game. Guerra's first action. And they'll throw it to Guerra in the backcourt. Lance English stays in the game for SEM, leading it by 20 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. O'Neill right-hand corner, one dribble, waiting for a cutter. Nothing there. Has to kick it back out to Guerra. Swings it to English. They'll just set that play up again. See if they can find Nolan Smith trying to post him up. Now English gets into the paint, gets his man in the air, and scores. Lance English with 9 points. Tough shot, but he delivers. 43-21. Minute 30 to go. Bergstrom trying to dribble the ball up the floor. Finds Miller. Lobs it into the front court. Open look for the three in the corner is up, and it is in for Schaefer Fox. His second three, the only player to get a three in the game for Axtell. And English into the front court, gets around the traffic. Back to O'Neill in the right-hand corner. Bounce pass on the right elbow. Driving in, nowhere to go for Gallegos. Has to kick it back out. Try left side this time with Guerra. Guerra swings it into the left-hand corner. That'll be Gallegos. Running the same play just to the other end. They get it to O'Neill. He turns. There's two big bodies in front of him, so kicks it out of the corner for a three, and it's good. Andre Gallegos hits the three. That's the sixth three of the game for SEM. And on the way up the floor, a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Nolan Smith. That'll be his second. But not very many fouls have been called in the game here tonight. For the Wildcats, they return Brant Runge, and Bergstrom will come out and catch a breather. 45 seconds remain in the third quarter, 46-24 SEM. Jeldon, ball fake. Stand with him that time was Guerra. He'll reverse it up top to Fox. Back over to Jeldon. Bounce pass inside. Turnaround jumper is off the mark by Miller that time. Backside rebound is grabbed by Andre Gallegos, his fourth. Into the front court with 20 seconds to go in the quarter, SEM. English in the right-hand corner. All over him, getting pretty handsy as Runge trying to force the steal. He makes him use his dribble. 12 seconds now. It's in English's hands. He'll dribble to the top of the circle. Give it to Guerra. Back to English with 8. Trying to set him up. Loses his dribble to the baseline. O'Neal forces the jumper. Gets bailed out with a foul call. O'Neal just leaned right into two Wildcat defenders. And they're going to call the foul on Mark Lundeen. His first. And at the line to shoot 2, John O'Neal. He's 1 of 2 at the line. I've got him for 5 points. 3 seconds remain in the quarter. And the free throw spins out. No good. Line will come in for the last 3 seconds of the quarter and send English to the bench. SEM didn't exactly tear up the offensive set this quarter. 13 points. Second free throw up. It's good. So O'Neal gets 1 of 2. 3 seconds here for Axtell, and they'll take a long three-quarter court shot. No good. That's the end of the third quarter of play. SEM 47, Axtell 24 on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball. We get ready to go to the fourth quarter of play. 47 to 24 SEM. Defense has been very, very solid here in this basketball game, and they are taking care of things in this battle of 3 and 5 teams. Expected this one to go right down to the wire, but it's not going to happen unless Axtell really comes out blazing here in the fourth quarter. They do get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. But they just haven't had much success offensively tonight. They'll try a 3 in the right-hand corner. It is no good by Brant Runge. The long rebound is run down and taken to the other end for a jumper by Brian Guerra. Guerra takes that long rebound all the way to the other end and makes it 49 to 24. Into the right-hand corner, Jeldon, who's got 4 points, can't get the shot away. So they'll kick it out to Fox, who hits his third three. So Schaefer Fox has a little something going here. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. 49-27, though, at the other end. Fancy move. SEM gets it into the right-hand corner. O'Neal, they're keeping it pretty simple right now. Line up top, gets it to Guerra. Left elbow, Smith knocked out of his hands on the block, and he puts it up and in anyway. That was the microcosm of what has happened here tonight. Brant Runge blocked the shot. Nolan Smith kind of thought that maybe he'd even walk with the basketball when it got blocked right back into him, so he just threw it up, and it was nothing but net. And that makes it 51 to 27. So SEM getting the job done from the field. Underneath layup attempt. Missed that time by Runge. Rebound brought down by Smith. They want to run, but the ball gets lost, and that'll be turnover number 11 for SEM. I've got Axtell with 15. Jeldon's going to pull up and shoot the three. It's no good off the iron. Rebound being tipped around. It's grabbed by John O'Neal. O'Neal gets it to Line. Line down the middle of the floor. He'll stop and swing it over on the right side to Gallegos. Into the corner to O'Neal. And the three is up and in for the big fella. 3-point bucket gives John 9 points. And it's 54 to 27 with 6 minutes to go in the game. And the threes have been fairly kind tonight to SEM as they finally lob it into Bergstrom. There's 3 purple jerseys on him and a foul on John O'Neal. That'll be his first. SEM is still shooting 50% beyond the arc, 7 of 14. 2 free throws now coming up for Dalton Bergstrom, who has been held to 1 bucket in the ball game, 2 points. 9 points for Schaefer Fox, 8 for Jordan Miller. On the other side, SEM's got 16 from Dylan Line. And Bergstrom, this is the first free throw of the entire game for Axtell. It comes at the 5:52 mark of the fourth quarter, and it's up and in. Second free throw now for Bergstrom. And it's on the way, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Dylan Lyon. I've got him for six boards to go with those 16 points. 54-28, SEM cruising along here in the fourth quarter of play. Get it on the high post to Lyon. Goes from the left wing to the right. Can't get the shot away. Kicks it back out to Bateo, who's in. Now into Gallegos. Jump stop in the lane. Jumper good. 7 points for Andre. So everybody, again, they were very balanced in the first half. They're keeping it that way in the second half. Bergstrom at the other end has his short jumper blocked in there by Lyon. Lyon gets the ball, and up the floor they come. 5:15 remains here in our varsity contest, and a timeout will be called by SEM coach Dave Irwin. With 5:13 remaining in the ball game, it is SEM 56 and Axtell 28 here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you here at Axtell, where SEM is going to get a sweep of the Wildcats on this Friday night of basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Eddyville, and Axtell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. SEM won the girls' game 41-35, and the boys have doubled up Axtell 56-28 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports post-game show, as Jordan Miller reaches in to make the steal. Up the floor it comes, and it's going to be batted out of bounds to stay with Axtell. Miller might have got popped in the mouth there. He's checking for blood, but he's okay, and they'll throw it in to Jeldon. Ball is deflected, but Jeldon saves it. Up top, Miller can't quite get the three away. Over to Jeldon on the left wing. Skip pass right side to Runge. Runge attacks the right baseline, draws the double team. Bergstrom grabs it, then it's dropped out of bounds. And they'll say it's SEM basketball. First turnover of the quarter for Axtell, but they're 16th of the basketball game. Don't forget tomorrow, the Amherst Wrestling Finals here on Classic Hits, as Gallegos drives and loses the handle. Finals will begin somewhere around 5 o'clock, maybe as early as 4:30, depending on the pace tomorrow, and then Tri-City Storm Hockey tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. Tuesday, it's going to be Minden taking on Ravenna. Next Thursday, we've got the Elm Creek Axtell and Kearney Catholic St. Paul doubleheaders, one on Classic Hits, one on ESPN Radio. Next Friday night, we'll have another FKC doubleheader with Pleasanton at Amherst. Could be a very interesting doubleheader. Amherst boys playing well. Pleasanton's got all their kids back. They haven't lost since Overton rolled them up before their pre-holiday tournament. Lobbed into Bergstrom, makes a good catch with the double team, kicks it out to Runge for three, and Brandt knocks it down. 7 points for Brandt Runge, and it's 56-31. SEM with the lead. Ball knocked away inside. Rolled back out. Dylan Lyon has it. He'll come to the left side of the key. Throw it back up top into the hands of Bateo. To English. Working the clock. Harshbarger's in there. Hands it off to Bateo. Goes left side and sticking with him to block the shot. Dalton Bergstrom. Out of bounds goes the ball to SEM, it does appear. So we've got a lot of sports, not only the next week, but again, remember, the Fort Kearney Conference and Lou Platt Conference basketball tournaments we've got for you the first week of February as SEM drops the ball out of bounds. Once again, most of the action, including all of the semifinals and finals, we'll have on ESPN for the Fort Kearney and on Classic Hits for the Lou Platte. At least at the moment, that's where they're going to be, but we'll for sure have them on the air for you. Wildcat basketball to the right-hand corner. Crossover dribble for Jeldon. Jeldon throws it up top. Three-pointer on the way. Miller, it comes up short. Dylan Line will grab the rebound. And baseball pass to the other end is grabbed back. Miller says, thank you very much. I'll take it. And here comes the fadeaway jumper that is way off the mark and goes out of bounds for Axtell. Taking a couple of wild shots here with this game decided at 56-31. For Axtell, they're 2-5 beyond the arc this quarter. They're 4-14 in the game compared to 7-14 for SEM. It just seems like it's a lot bigger number than that. Harshbarger at the high post. Catches the ball. Faces the hoop. Doesn't want it. Swings it back over to Mateo. Mateo hands it off to English. He's been pretty quiet since that first quarter offensively. 2:40 to go in the game. 56-31 SEM. They go to Arcadia tomorrow. Axtell goes to Alma. Driving in, Guerra drops the ball. Stepped out of bounds, it does appear. No, it's off of Axtell somehow. SEM will bring in a couple of new faces. Nolan Smith, Quentin Malcolm will check in. And we've got another timeout on the floor. With 2:26 remaining in the ball game, it is SEM 56 and Axtell 31 here on Classic Hits.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And out of the timeout, it will be SEM basketball. They'll lob it in. And another bucket off the inbounds play. Harshbarger and Smith teaming up to score. And now the steal is made. Up the floor they come. The layup is up by Garrett. Can't quite finish in traffic. Rebound fought for. And coming out of there with it was Connor Wells. Up the floor they come into the game is Kyle Hort. Also in is Justin Klein. And then you got a 42, who I'm going to have to check and see who that is. Connor Noble is into the ball game. And as the ball gets deflected away, we've got another timeout. I believe this one is taken by Axtell. According to my book, that's it for Axtell and SEM. Has one more remaining. 58-31. SEM leads this contest. And we will be right back on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Couple of score updates for you. Shelton boys defeat Deschler tonight 54-39. Kearney Catholic leading Donovan Trumbull 57-35 in the fourth. Here it is, SEM with the basketball. The low block to Malcolm. Kick it back out of the baseline. The jumper by Jacob McAdee draws a foul. And he will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is called on Marcus Kring, who is in. And the free throw by McAdee. First of two is on the way, and it's bouncing around no good. In one of the odder things you will see, SEM has 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 on the floor. That's Jacob McAdee, Nolan Smith, Brian Guerra, Chase Irwin, and Quentin Malcolm. Second free throw on the way by McAdee, and it is good. So Jacob, the senior, gets his name in the score column tonight. 59-31 SEM, a minute 45 remains in our contest. For Axtell, they'll get it down to the low block to Kyle Hort. He's double-teamed, kick it out into the corner, and the three is up and in by Connor Noble. Noble knocks down the three-pointer, gets the crowd fired up here when they didn't have a whole lot to fire themselves up tonight here at Axtell. Guerra has it, left-hand corner, drives wing, kicks it out for a long three. Nolan Smith, it's too strong, ball's loose on the floor, might get our first jump. Well, not going to get our first jump. Coming out of there with it is Axtell. I think we'll give credit to Marcus Kring for the rebound. At the other end, the short jumper Court, no good. Nolan Smith will bring down the rebound. 1 minute to go, 59-34 SEM. Very impressive with the win here tonight against the Wildcats. Off the back cut, they overshoot McAtee, and the ball will go out of bounds. Checking in now for SEM will be Braden Smith. And for Axtell, Troy Rose will get into the game. I think that's everybody. And up the floor comes Axtell. Get it down to Korth again on the low block. Turns around. The shot spins off the iron. No good. Rebound Chase Irwin. Irwin will bring the ball across the timeline. Tries to keep away from running into his teammate. Out to Quentin Malcolm. He shoots the long jumper. No good. We get a jump ball underneath between Guerra and Connor Wells. The arrow points the way of SEM with 34 seconds remaining. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Final stats, chat with the coach. Stay with us. Inbounds pass comes to Guerra. Bryan kicks it back up top. Irwin has it. Dribble to the left side. Thought he had a screen. Wasn't there, so he backs it back out. Darren Barth is in there for SEM. Kicks it out. Faking the three. Guerra drives. Nowhere to go. Down to 15 seconds, into Barth, just trying to find somebody that can get a shot here, and there's going to be a foul called, but we're not close to the one-and-one on either side. Darren Barth, a 6-foot sophomore freshman. 13 seconds remain here. For SEM, they take the ball out underneath their own hoop. Looking for one more bucket here as Chase Irwin will throw it in. Looking, dumps it to Guerra on the left wing. Off to Malcolm, back in the corner to Irwin. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound, tracked down to the other corner by Braden Smith. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that will be the end of the basketball game. And the SEM Mustangs tonight do it on both sides of the floor and put up 59 points in a 59-34 win over the Axtell Wildcats to improve to 4-5. Axtell will drop to 3-6. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to Axtell. Again, a big thank you to Brad Nelson, the athletic director, and everyone here for their hospitality. Unfortunately for the hometown crowd, no wins tonight as SEM sweeps the doubleheader. 41-35 girls, 59-34 here in the boys. And it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Never too early to start thinking about baseball and all that goes on with the spring. Get the best uniforms. Get them ordered today. Taking care of your teams, your clubs, your organizations for over 40 years at Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the final numbers I had for Axtell, and it's going to be a book that they do not want to look at. It just, in all phases of the game, wasn't really there tonight for the Axtell boys. Jacob Jeldon, 4 points. Connor Wells, 2 rebounds. Mark Lundeen had a rebound. Jordan Miller ends up with 8 points tonight and 4 rebounds. Marcus Kring had a rebound. Brant Runge, 7 points and a block shot. Schaefer Fox hit 3 threes and ends up leading the team with 9 points. Dalton Bergstrom had 3 points and a team-high 6 rebounds. And Connor Noble hit a three-pointer for his total. 8 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second. They went to the line one time tonight, and that was in the fourth quarter of play. 1 of 2 for the Axtell Wildcats from the line. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half. 4 of 8, much better in the second half for the Axtell Wildcats. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. 15 points at halftime, 19 points in the second half for Axtell. And the Wildcats finish with 34 points, 15 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 5 of 15 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 18 turnovers as Axtell will fall to 3-6 on the season. They will play at Alma tomorrow, and then we will have their game with Elm Creek back here next Thursday. We'll take a break and be back and look at the final numbers for SEM right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers I had for the Mustangs of SEM. They were very balanced all night long, had 9 players get in the scorebook. Jacob Bacchety, 1 point. Andre Gallegos, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Dylan Line led the team with 16 points. A dozen of those were in the first half. He also had a team-high 7 rebounds, 1 block shot. Nolan Smith, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Lance English, 9 points, 3 rebounds. John O'Neill, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Brian Guerra, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Joe Harshbarger, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Angel Mateo, 2 points and a rebound. Chase Irwin and Braden Smith each had a rebound. 15 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 of the first half and 9 in the second half of play. For SEM, at halftime, they had 33 points on the board, held to 26 in the second half, but that was plenty. 59 points, 31 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, 7 of 16 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 15 turnovers as SEM will improve to 4-5 on the season with a 59-34 victory. SEM is at Arcadia tomorrow. They're back home next Thursday against Litchfield and then have Pleasanton, Eustace, Farnham, and Amherst before the holiday tournament. So they'll be, or before the conference tournament. So they'll be pretty well tested here in the month of January. We'll take a final break, see if we can get a quick word with Coach Dave Irwin, and we'll do it after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make the short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And again, always great to catch up with one of the deans of the FKC. And there's a lot of them anymore, but getting some young blood in there. But Dave Irwin's squad with a nice win tonight, 59-34. Coach, I was talking with your assistants before the game. I said, so is it all Lance and Dylan this year, or are they getting some help? And they smiled, and they said the other kids are coming along. Did they make their biggest improvement tonight?
Well, I think we had a chance to. You know, we've played a lot of tough ball games here, and sometimes some of the kids don't get a play under these circumstances. And when they go in, you know, the game's on the line. So I think they had a chance to show a little bit tonight because they did play under different circumstances. But I think as far as a team scoring effort, tonight was a good one.
What worked so well tonight? What might have been different tonight than what you've seen in the first eight games?
Well, we know how good Axtell's been and how tough they've been over the years, you know. And we know that they're hurting a little bit right now and that they're probably pretty youthful compared to what they've had, you know. But this is the first time I can remember coming over here and winning a ball game. We played them close, and we've been right there sometimes where we play them good for a half or three quarters, but to play like we started, we wanted to switch up defenses and switch up presses and stuff, and I thought we did a good job on that. And I think they're going to be helped when Benson gets back next week, and when he gets in shape to play, he'll help them a little bit, you know. But I thought all the kids played hard, and I thought they did a good job handling themselves out on the floor.
Yeah, Brandon Benson, of course, his senior season being cut short. We've had a lot of that going on here in the FKC, whether it was football injuries or early basketball injuries. Going to be careful when we get to that conference tournament time, because seeds may not mean anything. But as I look at your future, you're actually going to be playing the teams when they got healthy. You may not have got the benefit of running into some injured teams outside of this Axtell team early on.
Yeah, I think that's true. We played Pleasanton in the holiday tournament when they had their guys back, yeah. And we're at full strength you know, I mean, our kids did a great job, you know, 34 points that they had. You know, we only had 31, but I thought we played a good defensive ball game that day. And, you know, every time you turn around, I mean, you start looking at the records and what the teams have done and what the teams are going to line up in the conference tournament, you just shake your head because there's a lot of good teams this year. And you know, if somebody is 9-10 in that bunny bracket, That may not be anything to be ashamed of this year because of the fact that there are so many good teams. So I think you call it right when you said it's going to be interesting.
I'm going to point out one of the other kids, I guess. You know, you go to Ravenna, it's the big three, and every school might have something. You've got your two with Lance and Dylan. Tell me a little bit about what John O'Neill does for your ball club.
You know, John, probably not too many people know this, but John's got two bad shoulders that he's supposed to have surgery on, and there are games that he can't even get his arms up above his head, you know, to rebound. And so we understand that, but people watching sometimes don't. And sometimes I don't even understand it because I want him to get the ball board. But John just brings a lot of hard work to practice. He's got knees that are killing him, you know. He's got a lot of things wrong with him, and he's a young kid. But the one thing he does bring is he brings the will to win, and he brings the will to want to do well. And sometimes, you know, even this year, he hasn't done that. He'll play a whole ball game and get one or two rebounds, and that's it. He's silent on everything else. Lately, the last few ball games, he's been bringing it, and he's just, you know, he works so hard in there that anything that he gets, I'm just really proud of him for what he does. What? And he's the guy for us. As Coach Baronic would say, you know, he's the guy. He has to be the worker. He has to be the guy that does stuff that may never get in the paper, but it shows up big for his team.
That's why we bring it up right here so we can see what some of these kids do. Finally, yep. What are you focused on here now in the next couple of weeks to get this team where it needs to be by conference tournament time?
Well, one thing we talked about was conditioning. I wasn't here for the JV game because we were coming over in a van later, but I heard some of our kids, you know, were tired pretty fast, and, boy, that
They don't want to hear that.
That's a mystery, you know, to me. And so we're going to have to figure something out there. And we've had some sickness, and some of the kids are coming back from that. But they shouldn't be dogging now. We had a good week of practice, and they should have been ready to go. So I guess we'll have to figure out what that is. But I think looking down the road, you know, we just need to start putting a win streak together here and get back up. We played three of the top teams in the conference first three games. And I thought we had Loomis beat over there. And there was a big, big difference in fouls and free throws on that one. And then we played the other, you know, we've lost four games right at the end. And so we could be 7-1 as well as we could be 4-5 now.
Yeah, don't let them come down to the end. That's so far. And you didn't do that tonight. Tomorrow night, back to Arcadia, a team you handled in the pre-holiday tournament. Then Litchfield, that's always going to be a good one. Pleasanton, so kind of some backyard brawls here the next three games. Dave, we'll let you get back and get on out of here, and wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Doug. We appreciate you doing the games, and the kids always look forward to when you're doing the games, as well as KRVN doing them, if I can say that on the station.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you know, it's nice when it's on the radio. The kids maybe pick it up a little bit, and we enjoy hearing your comments and everything. So thanks for doing this for us.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Doug.
That'll wrap up our coverage tonight. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Check out great sales on their liquidation items going on right now at Misco Sports. Again, in the girls' game, SEM wins at 41-35. And in the boys' game, SEM cruises in the second half to a 59-34 victory. Tomorrow it is the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Championships finals between 4:30 and 5. Then we'll swing it over to USHL Tri-City Storm Hockey. Tuesday, Minden at Ravenna Basketball here on Classic Hits. That should be a dandy. Until then, this is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer Stacy John saying good night from Axtell.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.